Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And through Sharing Change, MTE has contributed over $11 million to local nonprofits supporting meaningful causes in our community. Learn more at sharingchange.org. It is, I always look forward to the first Friday in the month, and it just happens to be the first day of the month here this week, or this time around, but not only is it a Friday, but we get to talk about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. Michelle Clifford joins us to give us the scoop on what's going on. And did you have a good Halloween?
Hey, Brian. I did. Doesn't it seem weird that it was just last night?
I know.
Here we are.
You've got us talking about Christmas, so yeah.
Yes. I started Christmas music this morning in the car with my kids.
Wow. You're one of those.
I'm that person. I am. That's okay. Yeah, I had a great Halloween. How was yours?
It was good. Had a football game on the air, so someone threw candy in the press box, so that works.
Okay, that works out. It's nice and rainy, wet for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Did the kiddos get all the candy they wanted?
Brian, we weighed their candy bags. I have two kids. Combined, at the end of the night, they had 29 pounds of candy.
Wow.
I know. I still can't wrap my mind around that.
If you can bag it up somehow and sell it, you could make a lot of money.
So it may be recycled and reused in the Christmas parade in a month.
That is funny. Yeah, I guess that's a good idea to do that.
My daughter's in a Girl Scout troop.
Yeah, there's no way they can eat that much candy. So
No.
Well, I'm glad they had a good time. What did they dress up as?
Okay, so we always do family costumes in my house. And this year, my daughter got to kind of lead the theme. And so she was Taylor Swift.
Oh.
And my husband was Travis Kelce. My son was a football, Travis Kelce's football. And I was a cat, Meredith Grey. That's Taylor Swift's cat.
Oh, okay.
So I was her cat.
Wow.
So, yes. That's what we all were last year. She got to pick the theme. My son, who was 8, was not very happy with the theme, but she went along last year with his Guardians of the Galaxy theme. So it was her turn to pick.
Only fair. It's only fair.
I know.
That's what happens when you have boys and girls, you know. And they're each wanting to pick and all that good stuff, so.
Yeah, this was the first year we got pushback from either of them. So we got away with it for a while.
How old are they now?
She's 11 and he's 8.
Okay. Yeah. You've got some fun times ahead.
I do.
Well, as we turn the page after Halloween, we look ahead to Thanksgiving, Christmas. There are lots of holiday breaks in here too. Rutherford County and Murfreesboro City Schools have the whole week of Thanksgiving off. So what's the Thanksgiving schedule at the Boys and Girls Club look like?
Sure. So we are open except for Thanksgiving Day and the Friday after.
Okay.
So we're open that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we're open all day for the kids 6 to 6 for them. So lots of fun things that we'll have going on. And then we also do I don't know the exact date, but we do a Thanksgiving dinner with our families as well that we'll have coming up for Thanksgiving at the club.
Oh, how nice. Mm-hmm. And so that's the same in Murfreesboro and in Smyrna.
Same in Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Mm-hmm. Yep. We have great community partners who come together and partner with us to help with the Thanksgiving dinners every year and delicious food and... It's a good time for our families to get to sit down, yes, together as families, but with their friends too at the club and spend time and hang out.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, that is coming up. You've also got something coming up in Shelbyville that we want to tell folks about because there is a local tie, which is also a deep-rooted Shelbyville tie. So it's kind of cool. So tell us about steak and chicken.
Yes. So, you know, here in Rutherford County, we do steak and burger, but with Tyson being in Shelbyville, we do steak and chicken because they're wonderful partners with us. Tyson is in Shelbyville, and then Legends, the restaurant in Shelbyville, are good partners to cook the food. And we have steak and chicken, and we had it Tuesday this week. We just had it. It was a wonderful success. But Coach Insel, our MTSU Coach Insel, was the speaker, and he's wonderful. He's a Shelbyville native, so he was coming home to his hometown. And had wonderful stories from, Shelbyville when he coached there to MTSU, and it was just a really good time. He's what a wonderful person, and what a fun way, I mean, to celebrate him and celebrate the clubs together. But it was a great event. That night in Shelbyville, they raised over $24,000 just that night from the, auction and giving. So it was a really fun night, lots of fun items. And a great way to support the clubs up there and bring the community together.
Well, you couldn't have hit the ball out of the ballpark any better than with having Coach Insel there, because I'm sure that drew a lot of old-time Shelbyville folks who wanted to come out and see Coach Insel, since he was so deeply rooted in the community, living there, coaching at Shelbyville Central girls basketball for those many years. So that must have been cool. How many steak and chickens have there been? Have there been a few?
Yeah, there's been several. I think this was our 13th
Okay.
steak and chicken. Shelbyville, what a great community that, really gathers around and supports the Boys and Girls Club there. So we're grateful for that. But yeah, it was our 13th. We've had a lot of sports speakers, as you know, but there's nothing like having your hometown hero come speak. I'm sure, Brian, have you covered games? I'm sure you have, that he's coached in the years past.
Well, I've been around so long, I covered games where when he was still coaching at Shelbyville Central. So he's been at MTSU for the Lady Raiders for a long, long time now. So that's kind of neat. And folks may be thinking, well, I thought this was the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County, but I'm not sure how long it's been. It hasn't been too terribly long that Shelbyville is kind of now part of the whole inner circle here.
That's right. That's right. They opened about 12 years ago under our umbrella. So separate budgets, don't worry about that. Separate budgets,
Right.
but we share the same programs, we share the same some admin staff, support for them, but completely different advisory committee. It's a great town, great community to work in. We're also looking, Brian, to expand maybe even further. This summer, I think you and I talked about this summer, we had a summer program in Laverne. Laverne came knocking and asking and wanting to explore the possibility of a Boys and Girls Club there. So we piloted a summer program in Laverne this summer with them, partnered with a church there, the community again rallied around, and it was a great successful
Yeah.
summer program. So we'll see what might be in the store in store for Laverne down the road too, as they're working to gather support there.
Now that was at Laverne Community Church, is that right?
It was. That's
Okay.
right. Good
Yeah.
job.
Familiar with the church there and a few of the staff. So a great church that's right there in the Laverne community. So who knows what that could look like in the future. Obviously, you saw a need, and when people were saying, we'd love to have some help, there's a need there.
That's right. That's right. And we were happy to be able to partner with them and meet them and meet their needs where they had them. And again, wonderful church and wonderful community who was like, hey, we need this. We're going to gather behind you. We're going to give you all the support you need. Can you bring your programs here? Of course, we're more than happy to bring our programs to them and work with them. So it was a great summer there.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing what might be in store there. We are talking today with Michelle Clifford. She's with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County Plus, I guess we'll say that
Yeah.
way. Soon enough, you may have to figure out a new name. But anyway.
Oh, well, we're in the works actually of
Really?
thinking about that we are.
All right. Kind of like the United Way is now of South Central Tennessee. So,
Exactly.
as.
Exactly. There's already a Boys and Girls Clubs of South Central Tennessee though. So, but we are thinking about possibly a new name.
Yeah, well, Something else to look forward to.
I know, Brian. You know, I'll break it to you first, like always.
I know. Michelle, we've got holidays, of course, right around the corner, and Christmas time will be here before you know it, and we always like to make sure that all the club kids have everything they could need or want for Christmas.
That's right. We have, you know, several families in our clubs, Murfreesboro and Smyrna, who need a little bit of help at the Christmas time. And so, again, Rutherford County has always been so good to help our kids out and make sure they have a Christmas. And so if you're interested in helping out, we do a program with our kids, and we will provide you, if you're interested in adopting a kid for Christmas, we will provide you everything you need. Their parents fill out a sheet that has their, you know, clothes size, shoe size, what they're interested in. Is it a sport? You know, what's their hobbies and what do they need? And Brian, you'd be shocked about how these lists look, right? Like it's a lot of clothes and stuff that they need. And, you know, every kid deserves to be able to open something up on Christmas and have those memories and those moments. And so if anyone's interested, we've kicked that program off. You can reach out to the club, 890-2582, to get partnered with a family and get the information you need and help us provide Christmases. And when we do this, we do it for the whole family. So if there is a child who comes to the club, maybe they have a baby brother or a baby sister or a toddler, you know, who's not old enough to come to the club, we provide for them as well. The whole family is provided for that. So it's a wonderful program. We've partnered with several churches around the community already who have taken kids and families, but we still have more if anyone is interested or wanting more information.
Okay. And so sizes, if it's clothing, all that kind of stuff. So you know what needs to be shopped for?
Exactly. You'll get the child's first name, their age, you know, what grade they're in, and then a list that has their pant size, shirt size, shoe size, hobbies, what they like to do, little questionnaire about them so that you know kind of what to shop for.
Okay. Well, that's neat. Yeah. So, what is the best way for people to get that information? Should they call before they come? Can they go to the front desk? I mean, what should folks do?
The best would be to call.
Okay.
Before you come, 615-890-2582, and let them know so that we can email you. You don't even have to come if you don't want to. We can email you over the information and work with you that way. Or if you'd like to come by, we can hand it to you through the front desk. But call definitely first so that we can talk to you and match you up with who would be best and pair you with the best. Because sometimes there are some families who might have a 7-year-old daughter, so they want a little girl around that age. Or some really have a heart for teens and they want teens. And so we definitely want this to be an experience for our donors that is one that they are looking for and one that they would want to be a part of as well.
All right. Help out if you can. And I'm sure that you probably have a gob of kids that will be participating in this both in Murfreesboro and in Smyrna. So for our Smyrna listeners, be sure to call would they need to call the Smyrna Club or call you?
They can still call that same number.
Okay.
890-2582. And just talk to them, let them know what you're looking for. Smyrna, Murfreesboro, boy, girl, this age, whatever. And we will, we work together as Rutherford County.
Sure.
And we will partner you up and get you the information you need where you need it.
All right. We've got a couple of minutes left. We're going to fast forward past Christmas and through winter to spring break. And you've got the teens headed out for some college tours coming up on spring break.
Yes. I'm excited about that. This is something that we just kind of finalized the plans on. And so I was excited to share it with you. We took our kids in October for fall break on a college tour. It was a huge success, and we partnered actually with the Boys and Girls Clubs of South Central Tennessee to do it, and we did it together. And we're doing it again for spring break in March, and we're taking them to Florida In October, they went like the Carolinas that way. So this time we're going down to Florida. They'll see Flagler. They'll see Florida State, all sorts of schools down there that they might not get exposed to otherwise. And just open their eyes to see all the different types of schools, from, you know, small private schools to universities, all across the board. And so the kids love that. We love being able to do it. I love the stories from them of, you know, kids who've gone and thought they were going to go to, you know, somewhere local, but then they stepped off the bus and this school was calling their name.
Yeah.
And so off they went. Flagler is one of them. We had a teen years ago who thought, I don't remember, somewhere local, and stepped off the bus in Flagler and was like, this is it, and left with an application, went to Flagler, graduated, has an amazing career right now, comes back to the club and sees us and talks to us. Was on a Flagler, in a Flagler like commercial talking about the Boys and Girls Club and how they found Flagler, was on a college tour. So full circle moment there.
But how neat.
I love the college tours. I love that we are able to provide these to our kids, these opportunities.
Michelle, thanks for joining us today. It's been fun.
Thanks, Brian.
Absolutely. That's Michelle Clifford with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County on WGNS, AM, FM, online, WGNSradio.com. Thanks so much for joining us here for this Friday edition of Rutherford Issues.
Hello.